Hello, everyone. We are back with another mini-sode about Masked Singer.
Yeah, we are.
This week, we only had four because we're dwindling them down.
Thank God.
We're chopping them down.
Cutting the weak links. I can say words.
That is very true. So, we had Rabbit, Unicorn, Alien, and Lion. And this week they started doing something different where they started doing the group number at the beginning.
And they also started showing revealing items.
Yes. that's my new favorite thing that they brought in is the revealing items. Because it's very, well, not only is the name of it very weird, very strange.
Yeah.
But there's also just like, When they show the item, it's supposed to be, like, very revealing, like, if you know something. Honestly, if you run their fan page, you'll be like, oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like every time they revealed a revealing item in this episode, I was just like, what? It was very confusing.
Yeah, which clearly was on purpose.
Yeah. They try to pick the most obscure thing.
I want to know how many of them were, like, actually that person's versus like an actual piece of that person's property or just like a prop to mimic it. Cause some of them, I think there are some where they specifically were like, oh, this isn't a prop. This is like actually mine. But then others they didn't specify.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so their group number song that they did was On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. Which weirdly reminds me, I guess I don't like Imagine Dragons.
Not really.
I feel like I thought I did at one point, but I think it was one of those kind of convinced by the masses type thing.
It's one of those, like, mediocre top 40 where it's like they're very, it's very inoffensive music.
It's inoffensive.
Well, that's how, that's how I describe Michael Bublé and his success. His music is very insignificant, if we're being real, but it's so inoffensive. Like,
it's very non-threatening.
Yeah, you're never gonna put on Michael Bublé and someone's gonna be mad. They're just gonna be like, okay, sure. Like, will they enjoy it? I don't know, but they won't be mad.
They're the soft cheese of the music world.
Yeah, truly.
So, you know, they performed that whatever Imagine Dragons song. That was over, thank God. And Rabbit performed first, I guess. Because that's what he likes to do.
I guess.
I've kind of made a sort of new guess for who I think Rabbit is. It was after this song, because he did Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe, which goes to tell me that it's definitely a dude, for one. It's definitely someone from a boy band, and it's definitely someone from a boy band from the early thousands, because they all had, like, they were all into, like, New Jack Swing for some reason. Mm-hmm. But I think it was because they all grew up on it when they were, like, kids. So I think that's why they're, like, all into it. And I think my new guess for Rabbit is he is from 98 Degrees. I think he might be Nick Lachey, but if he's not Nick Lachey, he's the brother.
I don't know them like that, so I'll just nod and be like, yep, that sounds right.
I mean, my other guess was J.C. Chazé, but I mean, I still kind of stand by J.C. Chazé as well, but I feel like there every once in a while he does, like, a clue and it tries to, like, throw us off, and I'm just like, I feel like you're trying to throw me off of the fact that you're J.C. Chazé. But at the same time, I'm just like, what if it's, like, someone random like Nick Lachey? That would be really funny.
Wasn't the clue, like, a magic kit?
Yes, the clue.
The revealing item.
The revealing item was a straight-up magic set.
Yeah. Oh, this was the episode where, like, that one jug kept being like, a magician!
She literally thinks everyone's a fucking magician.
She really
and
does.
And I'm like,
one reference to, like, magic or disappearing, and they're like, magic?!
Magician? They're fucking magician.
It's Rabbit magician?
I love it. I mean, I feel like they were trying to do the magic thing because they're also a rabbit. That I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to, like, also delve more into that trope. He's like, Well, I'm a rabbit, and I also like magic. That's why I think it's someone random, like Nick Lachey or his brothers. Like, I just think it would be really funny. They're like, I like magic.
Like, have they been paid to do magic, or is it just, like, a hobby?
Because I think it's a hobby thing.
Because there are a lot of weirdos that do magic as a hobby. I took magic classes when I was a youngin'.
So you were a weirdo? You're a little weirdo?
I still am. But that was, it's awfully bold of you to assume I'm not still a nerd.
I mean, it's fair.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think Rabbit is?
I still don't know, so I'm going to stick with Air Bud.
Again, bold choice from Catherine. So next we had Unicorn, who sang I Love It by Icona Pop.
She sure did, didn't she? She sure did.
My favorite part was when Robin Thicke jumped up and said, that's my jam.
Oh my god. That was awful.
He's like, that's my jam.
He not only just said that, but he kept repeating it to make sure everyone heard him.
He's like, that's my jam. I love that song.
Thank god I know that I Love It by Charlie XCX is Robin Thicke's jam.
Do you know what's really funny? Is it just makes me think about, like, I casually think about this anyway. It just makes me think about celebrities and how the fact that they're actual real people. And they probably have songs that they love. And I'm just like, when Robin Thicke said, that's my jam, I thought, huh, I wonder what other people's what other celebrities' jams are.
I'd like to take a quick survey from the entirety of famous people. Please tell us your jams. Thank you.
Well, because they're just, think about it, I'm just like, imagine being someone like Mariah Carey, and you're just like, what songs does Mariah Carey fucking love?
It's like, apparently, Beyonce and Jay-Z's song, like, their song is Yellow by Coldplay.
I know, I love that. That's a funny fact. And I'm like, fact.
I never in a million years would have guessed that.
Right? No one would. No one fucking would. They're just like, so we were in New York, we were listening to some white people shit, and this came on, and it was just like... I love you. And then that was just our song. You never know how it happens. Once a song captures that moment, it captures
it. I'm just like imagining Robin Thicke in his home dancing around to
I love
Charlie that. XCX.
I crashed my car into the I would love to watch that. That would be really fucking funny to
Absolutely.
Me. He's just, like, in his underwear. I'm like, oh, God, this is so tragic.
Robin Thicke, I hope you're out there listening.
I hope I'm giving you ideas on a comedic video that you can make.
Yeah. What the people want to see.
We all want to laugh. Give it to us. Yeah. Give us the laugh.
He hasn't given us any of those yet.
He hasn't given us any laughs. So... What was really funny about it is I remember your comment was like, that's so sad that this is his jam and he has to hear it this way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hear people ruin songs I love. You know? Like, I don't want that. Who wants that?
I mean, no one particularly cares for it. It just happens. It's like when you go to a karaoke night. It's just like... Someone's going to sing a song that you know and you like very badly.
Well, that's why people drink when they go to karaoke.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Who does karaoke sober nowadays?
You have a fair point. You have a fair point. It just always reminds me about that really bad time, that one time I listened to some girl sing Africa very badly.
Ooh, that's unfortunate.
It was very unfortunate. And thank God that she got kicked out right after that. I think they collectively were just like, you know, we've had enough of that. No, thank you. Thank you for the singing. You've already paid your check. Please go home. But, Unicorn, I don't know who the fuck they are. I always say it was Denise Richards, but, you know, who knows who it is. It's someone stupid. Because I feel like she's just like, I have confidence now. I'm happy. And I'm just like,
someone told me I was bad at singing once, so I was down. But now this show has shown me that I'm amazing. And I'm like, oh, honey. She's going to leave the... Sad. Just don't go on Twitter.
That's the thing. They're just like, you know, you should just stay away from the YouTube comments and Twitter.
I've been sending anonymous hate tweets to Unicorn.
Well, they're not so anonymous anymore, are they?
No. Well, only if Unicorn listens to this podcast.
You know, win-win situation, actually.
She needs to know the truth.
So afterwards, aliens sang Happy. And, okay, with their package for this one, they basically were revealing, like, I've always wanted a simple life. So now, like, doing the show and being away from everyone and so quiet, I'm so happy. I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Since she said simple life, they're all like Paris Hilton. And I'm like, God, I hope so. Like, I really want it to be Paris Hilton. I don't know if it is, but I really, really want it to be.
When they said that, I thought Nicole Richie. I would prefer it to be Nicole Richie because I think that would be really funny.
That also would be amazing.
But Alien seems like kind of tall and Nicole Richie isn't that tall.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Like, build-wise, it looks more like Paris Hilton than Nicole Richie. If you had to pick the two.
Except for the boobs, because they seem to have very large breasts. In their padding. Latex outfit thing.
You can get padding.
I guess.
Padded bra.
That seems like super over the top. I'm going to do this show. I'm going to become a celebrity and do this show, and I'm going to get like padded to make it look like I'm a woman.
Well, that way they don't know who I am. Well, they made Raven look like a piece of garbage. So.
They made Raven look like a garbage bag with wings.
Exactly.
A garbage bag with Red Bull in it.
Yes.
Because Red Bull gives you wings. See, I'm with the jokes. Anyway, so aliens sing Happy. They did their package.
Yeah.
Their revealing item is what really threw us the fuck off.
Yes, yes.
They were like, reveal a police badge. And we were all just like, what does that mean? And she's just like, I have sworn to protect and serve. I'm just like, who's a cop?
Who's this niche? I just really want it to be Paris Hilton, because I think that would be so funny, but I don't think it is.
Hey, there are a lot of weird factoids about Paris Hilton, but yeah. I don't think her being
I don't know what she's one. Been up to for the past few years, do you?
I think she collects, like, either planes or, like, vintage radios or something, and then she also is really insanely good at math. I think those are, like...
Why not? But can you things. Just imagine getting pulled over for speeding by Paris Hilton?
I imagine it would be, like, that ASMR video with that Mac girl where she's just, like, tapping on the window and she's like... I imagine it would be like that.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, roll down the window. Roll down the
window. I just...
And then she's like, do you know how fast you're going?
I just want to live in a world where Paris Hilton is a cop, you know? That's all I want.
And casually pulls people over.
Yeah.
It'll be like that.
She's like traffic control cop, like not high tier.
No, it's actually the TV show Cop, or Chips, where they're like on the motorcycles. She just like pulls you over on a motorcycle. It's just like, you have the right to remain silent.
Or even better, a Segway.
And then when she gives you a ticket, she goes, TTYM. I would love that. That would be a great TV show.
Yeah, it's all I want.
Actually, there should be, like, an animated plot point in a TV show.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be on something like Rick and Morty. It's like, Paris Hilton is a cop. Just rolls around in a Segway. Ooh, do you know who should be her partner? Raven Simonier.
Oh my God.
That would be so funny.
Please.
Honestly, I come up with really funny
crossover ideas.
Well, pairings of like celebrities to do like in my mind I had like this I have this like comedy series that I was writing and I was just like, "Oh, there should be a daytime talk show and who should host it? Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Hudson."
And oh my.
It's like called Brunch with Reese and Jenny.
Oh my God.
And they don't even really know each other. They just host together. That's it. Really know each other. Like,
it's kind of like that brunch you go to with people who don't know each other, though.
Yeah, and the thing is it's not like they don't like each other. They just don't know each other and, like, don't have any chemistry. That's it. So they're just hosting this show.
It's really awkward.
Yeah, it's a very successful talk show, too.
Oh my God.
Because people love tuning in to watch how awkward they are together.
Well, if Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart can do a show together... It's why true. Not?
Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Hudson, I have an idea for you. It's an acting challenge, but also a comedic challenge.
The best of both worlds.
Welcome to RuPaul's Drag
Race. Oh my god.
So Alien, I think someone guessed that it was LaToya Jackson.
I think so, yeah.
To which I was just like, okay, that's actually a viable guess, but at the same
unlike
time.
Unlike the judges.
Honestly, they've been, like, weirdly more spot on these days with better guesses. Because before they were just being, like, really
stupid.
Well,
they can't get too close in the beginning because, like,
that's not fun.
It ruins the game. Because especially, you know, they're more tuned into the celebrity life than we are because a lot of them have probably met these people at some point or another.
Like when fucking, Nicole Schlesinger asked if, like, Rabbit had been to one of her shows before. She was just like, when I was in a girl group,
Did we ever tour together?
And he's just like, I meet a lot of people I don't know if I've met you before.
Right. And, which is a very valid answer.
And it was really funny. It was like, basically they were trying to say, I'm more famous than you.
So.
So I might not know who you are, sweetie.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
I mean, I'm sure Lion is more famous than anyone on the panel, so.
That is very true. Oh, so I guess we can just wait, do you have a guess for Alien?
I'm going with Paris Hilton because I want it to be.
Okay. Yeah. Let's will it into
existence. Because I have no better guesses. And
the
yeah,
thing
I
is,
would.
Is Paris Hilton actually can sing, so that's.
Yeah.
It could, it's a
and
viable
Alien
option.
Alien isn't bad, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a viable option.
I think it's possible. I don't necessarily feel confident. But I think it's a possibility, and at this point, I'm just like, honestly, any guess I have has, like, a 1% chance of actually being right anyways.
So it's very much a possible over probable probability equation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Math.
Mathletes. So, Lion came out and sang California Dreamin'.
That was a good
by
time.
Sia. Yeah, it was really good. I think Lion was the top winner for the week because of that song. And the funny thing is like, when I heard Lion sing, I shouted. I was like, it's Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I know it's Katy Perry. I know for a fucking fact that it is Katy Perry because that's exactly what her voice sounds like. And as someone who actually listens to Katy Perry's music and listens for her vocals, I can tell you that. Like, sometimes I also listen, well, I often listen to the lyrical content, and I'm just like, sis, what you talking about? But, Katy Perry can sing, and I'm like, I think, and once they, like, what's really funny is I'm like, now that I'm putting it together, Lion definitely is Katy Perry, because they were talking about, like, I don't have any awards yet, and I'm like, Katy Perry does not have a Grammy. And it's kind of sad, but, you know, it happened. Like, if she was going to get a Grammy, she should have got it around the California,
It's true, yeah.
The California, the Teenage Dream era.
Yeah.
She should have got it for fucking Teenage Dream, let's be real. But they didn't give it to her, and I'm like, now she's, like, probably never going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see what Katy Perry can pull out of her hat. She really just needs to buckle down and
maybe
focus.
She'll surprise us.
Yeah.
Makes a comeback, like, 20 years later.
Well, that's why I was like, that's why I think it's Katy Perry, because, like, I read something recently saying, like, oh, she's taking a step back from music and her new album and whatnot, and I'm like, oh, what better thing to do than to do this show, because, Katy Perry's fun, she likes to do fun shit. So she's like, oh, I'll go do this show for fun for a little while I try and figure out what I'm doing, and people just think I'm, like, regrouping and coping and doing whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll, because I think she has a song with Zedd that's supposed to come out, like, kind of soonish or something like that. So, we'll see. I think this is all orchestrated around Katy Perry making a comeback.
I love it.
The music industry is very transparent. Like, if you understand them, you're just like, this is gonna happen. This is gonna happen. But who do you think it is?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, as soon as you said Katy Perry, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah. I also love that one of the judges was, like, someone who's collaborated with Kesha.
Yeah, because she also said something in the,
like, TikTok.
Clue
in
package.
The clue package.
Yeah, it said TikTok in the Clue package. And the thing is TikTok and California Girls have the same fucking beat, so they both work with Dr. Luke.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think the clue is. Yeah. They both works with Dr. Luke, which is a weird clue to, like, point out. And
aren't all of their clues just, like, really specific.
Yeah. And then she said roar at the end, and I was just like, Katy fucking Perry. And so I'm like...
And the a gold lion, I feel like, is super on brand for Katy Perry.
Who else could she be? Who else? What other animal could she possibly be? But, like, wasn't
a cupcake.
What was her...
That's true. Doesn't have to be an animal, remember?
What was the revealing clue?
A scrunchie?
Yes, that's what it was. It was a scrunchie.
And it was a family heirloom. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what scrunchie survives multiple generations?
What's really... the concept of a scrunchie surviving multiple generations is very funny to me. But what's really funny is... that feels like something Katy Perry would fucking do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's so Katy Perry.
I need to.
I think you just started moving around and we're just dead air.
Dead air.
So yeah, I think Lion is Katy Perry.
Yeah.
But luckily, well, unfortunately, Lion stuck around because, you know. So that's the thing. That's the weird thing about this show is you're just like, you want them to stick around because that means that they won, but you don't want them to stick around because you want them to...
You
want to
know who they are. Yeah,
it's just like, I want you to get fucking eliminated.
A plot twist, the most boring one wins because no one cares about who they are.
Yeah, they're just like, guys, I won, it's me.
Yeah, like, I really want Alien to get out because I want to know who the cop is.
Who's the snitch? Maybe next week.
God,
or
I hope so.
The week after.
I really hope so.
One can only hope. So,
I think B is on their way out, though.
Yeah, that's true. B is probably next. Thank you. Next. So, Unicorn went home, thank God, because we were tired of hearing them sing.
Truly.
And Unicorn turned out to be Tori Spelling.
Sure was.
And to which I was just like, okay, sadly, homegirl can't sing.
Mm-mm.
Whoever the celebrity was in her past who told her that she was tone deaf, you know, kudos to you.
Yes.
Thank you for stopping her.
She seems like a fine person, however, shouldn't be a musician. Although I did like how when she was talking about how she's like, oh, like, they told me I can't sing, but I enjoy singing, like, with my kids, so I'm here to show them that, like, they can do anything. And I'm like, I mean,
what?
Good reasoning as long as you know that you objectively aren't a good singer.
I mean, you can just tell your kids they can do anything. You don't have to, like, demonstrate it.
Go subject all of us to your singing to prove a point.
You can keep that shit to yourself. That's a funny concept. But, you know, whatever. I get whatever, Tori Spelling. You achieved whatever the fuck it was that you wanted to do, I guess. Kudos, congrats. You can't sing. Sorry about it.
Are we?
Not really. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag sorry here. We had to go through that.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge. Demi Lovato comes in.
One of them is Demi Lovato. The alien is Demi Lovato.
That'll be season two. Season two, Demi Lovato's definitely gonna go on
there.
Oh
my god, I hope so.
Well, you know, it seems like something she would do to, like, try and get back out there, but still, like, hide herself away. It seems good for her. Actually, it seems like it would be a very good move for someone like Demi Lovato. It's like,
I agree, yeah.
She kind of needs to get back out there with her music, but at the same time, she kind of needs to, like, be away from the public because, like, it's bad for her.
Yeah. She has a really rough time with the public.
I mean, we're Lovatics over here.
We are. Over here, it's 2/3 a.m.
Whatever time zone we're in.
Who knows?
So,
it's 5 a.m.
Thank God Unicorn went home. Tune in next week. We're going to be watching more of... We're going to continue watching the show. We're going to figure out who the fuck these people are. Fine. We're going to find out who you are, alien, and why you're snitching on our parties. So, tune in next time. As always, Gucci.
Gucci.